This is episode one of the PETA podcast, and it will be about a very interesting book known as The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins, and I, Charlotte, will be explaining how you could be chosen at the reaping. The Hunger Games is about a poor girl, Katniss Everdeen, and a poor boy, PETA Mallard, who are both from District 12 in the town of Panem. The town of Panem is in the future of North America after there is a downfall in the world, and the government took over, also known as the capital in the book. They then divide the country into districts by how much money they have, so Katniss and PETA are from District 12, the poorest of all. The actual Hunger Games is an event that takes place every year in the capital, Panem. There are people that are chosen at the reaping, which is when there are escorts in each district, and all girls and boys from ages 12 to 18 are eligible to be chosen at random to go to the Hunger Games. One boy and one girl is chosen from each district. In District 12, Katniss's sister, Primrose, was chosen at first, but then Katniss volunteered as tribute, which is something that nobody ever does in any district. But Katniss knew that her sister would never survive, and she couldn't bear to lose her. Next from the boys' jars of names, PETA Mallard was chosen, then the two 16-year-olds were escorted away to the capital after saying goodbye to their families. Once all 24 people are inside the force field dome, they are queued to fight to death, and there can only be one winner. I won't spoil the end, but I notice that there is a twist. There is a series of four parts, but there is only three books. But the summary I just said was only on the first book of the series. What I was shocked and impressed in a way was how the Capitol found these games entertaining, and they watched them like how we watch a Super Bowl. The only thing that I didn't like was how discriminating it was on how they can control the weather, have weird animals chase after them, and even make people die if they really wanted to. Katniss honestly reminds me of myself because we both shoot a bow and arrow, also because she is always there for her family and would do anything for them. Katniss is also a leader and also always knows what to do. Now, I'm not saying that I always know what to do or that I'm the smartest person ever, but I do try to do my best when it comes to quick thinking, or in Katniss's view, survival. This book was an amazing book to read, and I would definitely recommend this to all my friends because it is such an intimidating and suspenseful book. Also, I would rate it a 9 out of 10 just because it is a little confusing to follow with all the different people and to keep track of it since the scene makes it a little hectic. Overall, this is definitely one of the best books I have ever read.